Mail News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. The Baltimore man whose murder conviction drew national attention and interest in the hit podcast Serial will not be getting a new trial.
In an opinion, the Court of Appeals agreed with the lower court that Adnan Syed's legal counsel was deficient in failing to investigate an alibi witness, but it disagreed that the deficiency influenced the case. The court says Syed waived his ineffective counsel claim. The court reversed the Court of Special Appeals judgment, sending it back to that court with directions to reverse the Baltimore Circuit Court judgment, granting a new trial. Syed is serving a life sentence after he was convicted in 2000 of strangling his ex-girlfriend and burying her body in a Baltimore park. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The push for D.C. to become the 51st state is gaining momentum. Yesterday, the House passed H.R. 1, a bill that includes an endorsement for D.C. statehood. Mayor Muriel Bowser says this is the first time either chamber of Congress endorsed D.C. statehood. Eleanor Hart with the D.C. Statehood Coalition says this signals the House will also pass H.R. 51, which would make D.C. the 51st state.
We have 200 co-sponsors. That's 200 of the 218 votes we need to pass it. And I'm sure there are 18 people who aren't yet co-sponsors, 18 members of Congress who are not yet co-sponsors who will be happy to vote for it.
But she doesn't think the counterpart statehood bill in the Senate will even get considered during this session. A man is robbing food delivery drivers in Fairfax County at gunpoint. Police say he calls in a food order to be delivered to a random address in the area of Pembroke Village Drive and Buckman Road in the Alexandria section of Fairfax. When the delivery driver gets there, the man steals the food and whatever else the person has of value. The man's robbed 9 drivers since mid-January. Police are asking anyone with information about the robberies to give them a call. It may not look good for Empire actor Jesse Smollett after he was indicted yesterday on charges he lied to police about a racist and homophobic attack. But his lawyer says, don't jump to conclusions.
I've never seen a media pendulum swing more quickly and more viciously and rob somebody of their presumption of innocence like this case. It's startling the way people assume that he's guilty.
Attorney Mark Garrigo says the indictment against his client is vindictive. Smollett says he's innocent. Police say he paid 2 brothers to beat him up and then claimed to be an innocent victim. It may not seem like a big deal to lose an hour of sleep when we switch back to daylight saving time, but AAA Mid-Atlantic's John Townsend says it can make a big difference when you're behind the wheel.
You lose an hour of sleep in theory, but it could have a long-lasting impact, especially starting on the Monday morning commute, because you may be more drowsy than you think.
We spring forward at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. In sports, the Wizards lost to the Hornets 112-111. Tonight, the Wizards play the Timberwolves. The Caps beat the Devils 3-0. Spring training baseball, the Nats fell to the Cardinals 3-2. Tonight, the Nats take on the Marlins at 6:35. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Big storms or small, weekends or weekdays, depend on the WMAL Storm Center.
A winter weather advisory has been issued.
Slow, steady accumulation of snow throughout the night.
Everything you need to know is right here.
Every single public school system in the D.C. region is closed.
Well, we're seeing a good accumulation.
The roads certainly can be dangerous.
Depend on the WMAL Storm Center.
Get a complete list of closings and delays
on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't miss when it comes to putting people on a 10 speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
It's 7:05, WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We still have the accident activity northbound on 95 at 212 in Maryland with the three right lanes blocked. And also the off-ramp to 212 is closed. Traffic is jammed from the Beltway. Now also keep in mind that we do have Riggs Road closed in both directions between North Capitol Street and Rock Creek Church Road because of pole repairs happening. And the Rock and Roll Marathon is happening today in the district with numerous street closures in the area, including K Street between North Capitol Street and 4th Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, patchy fog this morning, then mostly cloudy, a high near 45. Tonight, rain, a low around 37. And tomorrow, a chance of morning rain and fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, a high near 65. Right now, 36 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis, on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Saturday morning update. It's hour two. We are joined by John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. And boy, the rain must fall, it seems.
Well, you broke a little news with the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. We'll get into that shortly. But I want to start off with targeting of 81 associates of Donald Trump by Representative Gerald Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. The Amsterdam News is his local paper, and they summed it up. It may be easier to say who isn't in the Trump circle targeted by Representative Nadler. In short, if you have any previous relationship to Trump, you are a potential witness. Well, that's how his hometown paper summed it up. Is it out of the norm, 81 people?
Not really. We have seen judiciary committees going after people with the power of subpoena, usually when the White House is in the hands of the other party. I recall vividly that Democrats controlling the Judiciary Committee more than a decade ago were sending up subpoenas right and left to the Bush White House regarding the firing en masse of U.S. attorneys across the country. And very simply, those who actually worked in the White House ignored the subpoenas and refused to acknowledge them because, as the late press secretary Tony Snow put it, we don't want them to come up and be tried under Klieg lights in a show trial. And essentially, Tony's words resonate today. Gerald Nadler will get some people who are outside the White House. I imagine that Trump's official family will simply ignore the subpoena and declare executive privilege. From there, they'll put them on the air to testify, and we will have a show trial. Now, again, remember something. These prolonged investigations and hearings are starting to bore the American public. Maybe it's the effect of the 24-hour news cycle and cable news. I don't know. But think about this. Michael Cohen went for days testifying, more often on camera than not, and he never made a dent in the administration or in the president's supporters. I doubt Nadler will get witnesses to do much more than that.
If you're one of the 81 people or agencies and you refuse to cooperate with Gerald Nadler and the committee, what is your legal exposure?
The legal exposure comes under the protection of executive privilege, which usually comes right from the White House itself. If you are outside the president's official family, then you can contest the lawsuit and then seek a judge to quash the lawsuit. Now, this runs into a lot of expensive legal assistance. More often than not, the quashing of a subpoena has been the prerogative of mobsters and gang leaders who've been able to stop it in different situations, or people in private business. The idea of someone who works for the government at this point getting attorneys who can convince judges to quash lawsuits is a little esoteric. We'll have to wait and see on this one.
Speaking of testimony to the House, John, of course, the Michael Cohen there, it's been reported that there were 10 hours of prep time by Adam Schiff's staff and meetings with Adam Schiff as well, four different meetings and sessions with Michael Cohen. Is that a little out of the norm?
Well, it certainly is, and especially when you have such cooperation from a major committee chairman with a witness. The entire idea of witnesses coming in is that they are a free-for-all for questions from people of both sides of the aisle. Now, certainly, witnesses going back to some of the post-war hearings on communism and communist infiltration of government, one finds that witnesses are briefed about the committee, about the kind of questions, but not even Whitaker Chambers, who did so much to unearth infiltration of the federal government by Moscow, had 10 hours of preparations for his hearings. He mostly had his heart to speak from.
Newly elected representative from Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, under fire for anti-Semitic comments that she made. But she did get some cover from a surprising source.
A surprising source that I have covered for 30 years. And when I think I'm through with them, former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard David Duke pops out of the sheets. And David Duke certainly resurfaced through the magic of Twitter. He tweeted that, and I quote, "Ilhan Omar is the most important member of Congress," end of quote, "because she's not afraid of AIPAC," which is the Jewish American Israeli Political Action Committee, "and lawmakers who have dual citizenship." Now, she had initially remarked that Israel hypnotizes the United States, and our friendship with Israel is based on Benjamins, the current language for currency. But look, the fact that David Duke, someone whom Republicans repudiated every time he ran for office in Louisiana, has come out with a blessing, should at least merit a repudiation from Congresswoman Omar. Not so. I tried to reach her office, and I was told that her answering machine was full and wouldn't accept messages. I went to write an email to her, and it was rejected because she only accepts email from the 5th Congressional District of Minnesota. But she doesn't need me or any reporter to tell her Duke is bad news and not the kind of person you want to be judged with as an ally.
Well, ironically, in addition to David Duke, Omar also got some cover from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is fundraising with the message that AIPAC is coming after her, too. Interesting marriage.
Interesting marriage, and a sad one. It used to be that the Democratic Party and the Jewish community in the United States could always be mutually inclusive. Whatever differences supporters of Israel had with Democrats, they never forgot the fact that it was a Democratic president, Harry Truman, who recognized Israel as a state, and that for many years, the most important champions of the lone democracy in the Middle East were Democrats. Hubert Humphrey, Henry Scoop Jackson, who did so much to get Jewish refuseniks out of Russia, and, of course, many of the modern Democratic candidates, including Bill Clinton, who won Israel's hearts when he went to the funeral of Prime Minister Rabin and said, "Shalom, friend." It dimmed a little bit with Barack Obama. He had a frosty relationship with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, and now we're finding Democrats who are using openly anti-Semitic code words, such as dual citizenship and alliance of convenience. And now AOC, as she likes to be known, is fundraising off the fact that AIPAC, previously a bulwark for Democratic candidates, is out to get her. Methinks that the Jewish community in the United States will have a good long period of soul searching over the kind of candidates they back, and they will not be monolithic supporters of one party again.
We're going to take a quick check of the traffic and weather, and then we continue with John Gizzi. He broke some news about Ben Carson this week. That's next. But first, Michelle Murray is in WRL Traffic Center.
You'll still need to watch out for the accident activity northbound on 95 Maryland at 212 in Calverton, with the three right lanes still blocked and slowing traffic from the Beltway. Now, keep in mind that there's the Rock and Roll Marathon happening in the district this weekend with numerous street closures in the area, including 19th Street between Constitution Avenue and E Street. 18th Street will be closed between Virginia Avenue and E Street, and K Street will be shut down between North Capitol Street and 4th Street, and all these closures in effect until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be cloudy today, high 45. Morning showers on Sunday, a high of 66 in the afternoon. Partly cloudy on Monday, high 59. Sunny on Tuesday, high 47. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, high 51. Currently in Washington, 33. We're headed to 45. Don't forget, daylight saving time kicks in at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, so set your clock ahead 1 hour when you go to bed tonight.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It's the Saturday morning update, and we continue our conversation with John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. You broke a little news in an interview you did with Ben Carson, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and what did he tell you about his future?
Well, I'll tell you, it was totally unexpected for this reporter and for everybody else, including the secretary's staff. Ben Carson made it clear in no uncertain terms that regardless of the outcome of the next election, he would serve out President Trump's first term and go back to the private sector. In fact, when I asked him about a second term and whether he'd prefer that, he said, no, I prefer the private sector. And he spoke eloquently about work that he and wife Candy have done in the realm of charity with their own money. My guess is that, like a lot of other people, Secretary Carson just felt he had done enough in the first term. He is now helping to build opportunity zones in the cities, which will lead more people, hopefully, to invest in the inner city and the creation of jobs. But this is hard work being in the cabinet. And as he said, if you're a conservative who happens to be black, it can be doubly difficult. It doesn't surprise me. It was just the timing and the venue he chose to do it on Newsmax television.
Another administration figure announced departure a lot sooner than the end of the first term. That's the Secretary of the Air Force, Heather Wilson, former congressman. And what's behind her departure?
Well, she simply was made an offer she couldn't refuse. One of the first women to graduate from the U.S. Air Force Academy said very clearly that she had a new opportunity she didn't want to turn down, the presidency of the University of Texas at El Paso. Now, remember, Congresswoman Wilson, having served her country in the Air Force, having been a United States representative, run for the U.S. Senate twice, is herself a past college president in her native New Mexico. So she was essentially going back to her roots in academia. Nothing controversial about this. But I would note, she's in a sub-cabinet position, and there is a surprisingly high amount of presidential appointees who are leaving their positions 2 years and 2 months after President Trump took office. Quite honestly, this reporter sees it as not a good sign.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist, and you can watch his interview with Ben Carson at Newsmax.com, and of course you can follow him by Googling Gizzi on Politics. John, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Rick, and keep plugging Newsmax TV and making me look good.
Yeah, keep plugging Newsmax TV, I'll be out of a gig. It's 7:20, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
The SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center, March 9th and 10th. That's the SGK Gun Show at the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center, March 9th and 10th. Details and coupons at sgkva.com.
Why stay local when you can go global?
It's gonna be free right about now.
With Norwegian Cruise Line, you can shift out of traffic and into vacation mode. Before you know it, you'll be free at sea. What is free at sea? It's your choice of up to 5 free offers, like free unlimited open bar, free shore excursions, and more. So sail to the Caribbean, Alaska, or Hawaii, and vacay your way. Only on Norwegian. Visit ncl.com, call your travel professional, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Ships Registry, Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but it just doesn't work for everyone. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep solution keeping couples together in the same room called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep solution that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner a quiet and restful night's sleep together. Inspire is the only FDA-approved sleep solution of its kind that's helping thousands of people like you finally experience their best sleep. A sleep solution for you is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com. InspireSleep.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Patriot's cloud-based accounting software is easy for business owners, yet powerful enough for accountants.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek Window Company does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. Thompson Creek Window Company is absolutely your best choice for replacement windows. Most window dealers buy from a manufacturer, they mark them up, and then they hire a subcontractor to install them. Thompson Creek builds their own windows in their own local factory. You get high-quality windows at an affordable price direct from their local factory. Right now, save even more during their biggest sale of the year with 25% off every window, plus zero interest until October 2020. This offer is for a limited time only, though. See ThompsonCreek.com for all the details. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before the biggest window sale of the year is gone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4343 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4343. Enjoy.
Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Good to have you with us. I'm Rick Fowler, and looking at some of the things going on in the news this week, you heard that the Democratic National Committee sent a rather cutting disinvitation to the Fox News Channel on Wednesday, denying the Fox News Channel the network television rights to any of the upcoming 2020 Democratic presidential candidate debates. In a statement to the Washington Post, the DNC chairman Tom Perez said this week's story about Fox in the New Yorker had convinced him that the network had become too cozy with President Donald Trump. Wow. It took him reading the New Yorker. Jack Schaefer is at Politico. He's the senior media writer. He put it all in context, and I think this sums it up in one sentence. Jack Schaefer writing in the headline of his op-ed, "If you're afraid of Shep Smith, you probably shouldn't be president. Why are Democrats so scared of Fox News?" Good lines there from Jack Schaefer. And interesting note, Elizabeth Warren was asked about it, and here's what she had to say on MSNBC. "I do understand that when more and more keeps coming out about how Fox News was just operating as an arm of the Trump campaign and then the Trump administration, boy, that doesn't much look like we really have a free and independent press." That's Elizabeth Warren on MSNBC. Well, she forgot to note that MSNBC is the operating arm of the DNC. Double standards. Hypocrisy. All right, moving on. Great tweet from David Axelrod this week. "Maybe I'm missing something." And he's talking about the Jerry Nadler requesting documents from 81 people and entities surrounding President Trump. Axelrod says, "Maybe I'm, you know," Axelrod, the former Obama political operative, right? David Axelrod. "Maybe I'm missing something," he says, "but the hazard of an omnibus document demand by the House judiciary versus discrete serial ones is that however legitimate the areas of inquiry, the wide-ranging nature of it too easily plays into the witch hunt mem." That from David Axelrod. Good comments from David Axelrod make sense to me. We're going to take a quick break and then an interesting note on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Hey, it's Eric Stewart from the Point of View Home Shows, heard right here on WMAL. For the past 30 years, I've been helping individuals just like you sell their homes. Because of my experience, I've put together a guide that will teach you the basics like market timing and what home renovations give you the highest return. This Market Ready Guide sells for $19.99, but if you're one of the first 20 callers, I'll give you one for free. Pick up your phone now, call 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104.
It's March Markdowns at the National Capital Boat Show. With everything you need to hit the water, March 8th through the 10th. Prices like you've never seen before. Boats for every budget, all under one roof at the Dulles Expo Center. Plus, enjoy free educational seminars. You won't want to miss these markdowns. Now's the time to buy, and it's only at the Dulles Expo Center, March 8th through the 10th. Easy to find, and parking is free. For more information, visit nationalcapitalboatshow.com.
Have you checked your 401k balance lately? If not, you may be in for a not-so-pleasant surprise. Forbes magazine says we baby boomers lost an average of $18,000 each from our retirement accounts in the last 3 months of 2018. If the 10-year bull market is really ending, what does that mean for those nearing retirement? We need to figure out where we stand before we take the big step. And that's where Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services can help. Right now, he's offering a complimentary Where Do I Stand plan. If you're 5 years or less away from retirement, you need to ask yourself, what's the next market crash going to do to your nest egg? Abe uses strategies that are designed to provide with steady retirement income, regardless of how the market is performing. Get your Where Do I Stand plan by calling 571-577-9968 or online at wheredoistandplan.com.
By contacting us, you may be provided information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License 557-877.
Interesting note on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The National Legal and Policy Center argued in a complaint to the Federal Election Commission this week that she and her allies, quote, orchestrated an extensive off-the-books campaign operation. They requested an investigation, charging that political groups tied to her and her advisors improperly obscured how money they raised was spent. So this is an AP summary. The current chief of staff is Saikat Chakrabarty, works for Alexandria. He helped form two groups, Justice Democrats and Brand New Congress. They aim to elect progressive candidates to office. Ocasio-Cortez also listed as a governor of Justice Democrats. Record shows that in 2016 and 2017, political action committees operated by the groups paid over $1 million to a company that Chakrabarty also ran, which was called Brand New Congress, LLC. LLCs often used in politics to obscure the flow of money. Ordinarily, individual campaign expenses are reported to the FEC, but by routing the money instead to Chakrabarty's company, which his lawyer said was founded to be a one-stop campaign vendor, they were able to label it as strategic consulting expenses and fulfill the FEC's disclosure requirements. Campaign finance reformers, including Ocasio-Cortez, bemoan a lack of transparency in how political money is raised and spent. Irony. Double standard, hypocrisy. While the use of LLCs is not uncommon, reformers say there is good cause for concern. It is unclear what the FEC will do next. They could launch an investigation or choose not to take action. A spokesman for the FEC confirmed they'd received the complaint, declined further comment. 7:30 News is next. Then we're back with Tony Schaefer and Cheryl Atkinson.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Download the TuneIn app so you can take us with you wherever you go. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's recent nuclear summit ended with no deal on denuclearization. And now it seems like Un is going in the opposite direction and amping up his nuclear capability. Satellite images show works going on at a facility where the countries assembled intercontinental ballistic missiles and satellite launching rockets in the past. So what does it mean?
North Korea may be preparing for some kind of launch, either a space rocket or an intercontinental ballistic missile, possibly in the near future. Or this could all be a show for the benefit of spy satellites to send a very strong and defiant message to the United States in the wake of really a disappointing and humiliating end to the summit in Hanoi.
Correspondent Will Ripley. Money could get in the way of Vice President Joe Biden jumping into the 2020 presidential race. People close to Biden think he would start off at a distinct fundraising disadvantage compared to other candidates whose campaigns have already raked in a lot of small donations from the most liberal Democrats. We're learning more about how much Governor Larry Hogan raised to cover his inauguration events.
Governor Hogan's inaugural committee raised more than $1.6 million for his inaugural festivities, including a pair of $100,000 donations from a Washington company and a Baltimore Gas and Electric Company official. More than $600,000 of the money went to covering the cost of renting out the theater at the MGM National Harbor. The committee had more than $200,000 left over. Much of it went to charity to support children's groups. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In sports, the Wizards lost to the Hornets 112-111. The Caps beat the Devils 3-0. Spring training baseball, the Nats fell to the Cardinals 3-2. Up next, traffic and weather.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Do you wish that double chin would just disappear? Are those bags and puffiness getting a little worse every day? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Just listen to Robin from Lubbock, Texas. She writes and says, I put that jawline cream on my neck like 2 or 3 days ago. That is the best my neck has looked in over 20 years. Several people told me my face looks young. I'm blown away. Thank you, Robin. With Genucel's natural actives and a pure antioxidant base with no parabens, no chemical scents, and no pharmaceutical preservatives, it's the clean luxury your skin deserves every day. Click or call right now, and the Genucel jawline treatment is yours absolutely free just for ordering the classic Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness. 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com. With Chamonix's 100% money-back guarantee, you only have the bags, wrinkles, and the double chin to lose. Call now. 3-day shipping is still free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Or go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
WMAL Traffic and Weather, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still have the accident activity in Maryland, northbound on 95 at 212, with the three right lanes still blocked. Traffic slows from the Beltway, and also watch for ramp restrictions. Also, some construction now happening on the Beltway in the Tysons area on the inner loop approaching 123, with the left lane closed, and the outer loop between the toll road and 123, the right lane is closed, and this all for emergency utility work, so use caution there. Also, keep in mind we have road work southbound 95 between the Centerport Parkway and Warrington Road in the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, patchy fog this morning, then mostly cloudy, high near 45. Right now, 36 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
You like a good fit. We get it. Your best running shoes, your lucky cap, your favorite pair of jeans. Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should, too. University of Maryland University College was founded more than 70 years ago to serve working adults and the military. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started on your schedule with convenient online learning, and by providing no-cost online resources, replacing most textbooks, because a college education can work for your wallet, too. University of Maryland University College, State University, Global Campus, made for you. Our next undergraduate session starts March 18th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn an in-demand degree from a respected state university made for you. Get started today. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
If you're one of the over 30 million Americans with achy, painful legs or unsightly varicose or spider veins, now is the time to call Virginia Vein Care. Their doctors specialize in the comprehensive treatment of vein disease. At Virginia Vein Care, your consultation is with one of the physicians at their locations in Tysons, D.C., or Percival. Call 703-506-VEIN or visit virginiaveincare.com. Don't wait. Insurance covers most procedures. That's virginiaveincare.com. 703-506-VEIN.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:37 Saturday Morning Update. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, President of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me. Good to be on.
All right. First, news about North Korea. Reports yesterday that commercial satellite imagery of a facility near Pyongyang suggests that North Korea is preparing to launch a missile or space rocket in the near future, and that comes on the heels of activity at another North Korean missile site. What do you make of this?
I look at it as a provocation from Un, who didn't get his way during the Vietnamese summit. I don't think anybody's surprised that they would go back to a degree of being threatening without being too provocative. I mean, they're trying to walk a line here by reminding the world that, hey, if you guys don't deal with us properly, we could behave like a 12-year-old again, which is true. So I'd like to believe that this is simply what it appears to be, is them kind of doing a little saber-rattling of their own. The U.S. has maintained its cool. We've postponed exercises. We have not taken any sanctions off. And as far as I understand, based on the contacts I've had with the administration, the contacts, the actual high-level contacts, the discussions continue. So we haven't, like, stopped talking. There hasn't been a breakdown or cessation of discussions. It's simply, I think, people have gone back to the drawing board. And frankly, as President said, you know, we're not going to take a bad deal. And if they go back to being provocative, the loser is going to be Un and his people. His people are starving. They've been given an option of a better life, of an economic development that would ensure them to be a partner in the Pacific with other nations. And if they blow it, they blow it. It's really on them. But I'm not too worried about the sites at this point in time.
How much impact are the sanctions having on North Korea?
Oh, they're having huge impact. I mean, they are the hermit kingdom. They depend on China for a huge number of things. And they have some little contact with the South. I mean, you have to remember that North and South are completely separated by the demilitarized zone. There's something called the Kaesong Free Trade Area, where essentially the South Korean businesses can use North Korean labor to get to manufacture things, but that's it. So they are always starved for hard currency. They are always having a hard time having enough heating oil and food for their people. And this is a perpetual problem. So until they decide they're going to come to the table and negotiate in good faith, I think the sanctions are going to continue to have very effective results with the North Koreans.
So you've dealt with people like Kim Jong-un in your experience in analyzing dictators and enemies. How do we build up a trust for him when he is, as we've mentioned before, he's so suspicious and paranoid that he has a food taster out on the road with him? How do you build up trust when we don't lift sanctions? And I'm not suggesting we do, but how do you build up trust for a guy that clearly is paranoid and thinks we're out to, you know, kill him?
Well, it's an excellent question. Kim himself, I mean, Un has been educated in the West, so he knows what the reality is. And I understand his paranoia and all that, but remember, there's a reason why, Rick, they picked Vietnam as the venue for the summit. He has to know that Vietnam was at one point a very bitter enemy, North Vietnam. And now, you know, despite the differences back in the 60s and 70s, you know, Vietnam is now a completely self-sustaining good partner with the United States and others in the Pacific. So I think that was why it was shown. It's like, look, you know, things can change, and you can survive this. And I think that message has been reinforced several times. So we'll see if he's smart enough to take the hint. But I think by demonstrating a good case outcome like Vietnam is the best way to show him that we can be trusted, and he should be able to trust us.
I want to turn to London. Package this week, 3 letter bombs sent to 2 London airports and a railway station, and a suspicious package was destroyed by bomb disposal experts at the University of Glasgow on Wednesday. And, you know, my initial inclination is terrorist, but the question is, from where? And what are you sensing, and what are they telling you?
Well, this could well be a small resurgence of the Irish Republican Army in some form. Europe and England has a number of terror networks, which I believe have remained functional and untouched for the larger part. And I think this is indicative of something, and I think this is more like something internal to the UK and Ireland than out from the outside, say ISIS or some other organization. So this is a reminder to the British that, you know, they do have problems. Now, I'll say this about Northern Ireland. I spent some time doing research for my book, Operation Darkheart, there, looking at the Irish peace process, the process between the IRA and Northern Ireland, the British. And it's very clear that that process did work. There are people there in their parliament who hate each other but have decided to set aside their differences for purposes of moving the Northern Ireland forward. So there has been some level of still underlying terror interests by the former elements of the IRA. So I believe that's where these things probably came from.
What do they want?
They want Ireland, Northern Ireland, to be back to be with the Irish. They want it to be all the Irish Republic. And, that was the underlying reason for the fight to begin with, is that Dublin and the other areas of Northern Ireland were controlled by the British.
So that hasn't been settled. I mean, I ask, what do they want? Because I thought that was kind of settled. I thought that train had long left the station.
I thought so, too. And I think most people are happy with the solution that exists as it does right now. But, again, you're always going to have some level of dissatisfaction that look, Rick, we still got people at the southwest border, the Zapatistas, who feel that we need to give back New Mexico, Arizona, and California to Mexico. So you always have some groups who want to change the way things are.
All right. I want to turn to, Paul Manafort. So far, no evidence of collusion surrounding Paul Manafort. He's in deep water for his personal financial dealings. The lack of activity to go after McCabe and the others who were part of the Mueller investigation initially and the setup of Mike Flynn, is that ultimately going to go anywhere?
Well, it's got to. You know, I think President Trump campaigned on the idea of draining the swamp. And, boy, the swamp fought back by coming after him and coming after, the whole Manafort thing. And I think it's very interesting, Rick, that in the Manafort case, and again, I think everybody's read through, and I know I've read through, looking for any hint of quote-unquote collusion, and it's just not there. And I think the judge, Ellis, Reagan-appointed judge, made the point of really going way low on the sentencing guidelines. I mean, we're talking about 4 years that already include the time served as, I think, a shot to the Mueller investigation. And I think he even said several times in his statement regarding Manafort that, you know, essentially they've exceeded their authority. So if we pick on the face of that, that the Mueller investigation exceeded its authority, and you have people like McCabe, Strzok, and others who were involved in setting up the investigation, and I think putting it on its current trajectory, you've got to hold them accountable. And there already have been criminal referrals issued for McCabe. I think if someone sits down and looks at all the things he said in the media during his book tour, there's more that could be looked at for indictment. And I think it needs to be done. And if we don't do it, then there's something. You cannot have a system, a bifurcated system, that allows wrongdoing to be addressed at the senior level, and yet at the lower level, people get held accountable. It will create problems in 2020.
So Gerald Nadler, House Judiciary Chairman, going after 81 people surrounding Donald Trump. I hope he doesn't realize that Barron Trump turns 13 in the next week and a half or so, so maybe he'll go after Barron next. But the question is, we're really going overboard here, and what do you make of where this goes, and what can be done to just get back on track here?
Well, I think every American, left or right, needs to understand if Nadler can do this to Trump, this could be done to any American citizen. Remember, all those names that have been called are not, as far as I know, and we just talked about the Mueller investigation, are not in any way suspected of any crime or wrongdoing. And what he's trying to do here is essentially go on a massive fishing expedition to find something. And, you know, it's to me Orwellian to have a congressman. Well, I think the better analogy is probably from the 50s when we had the witch hunts regarding communists in the government. I think that you're looking at a situation where you have the potential. You have the abuse of authority now ongoing, and it's something that we cannot stand for as an American people. And this does go into the security realm by the fact you are undermining the ability of Congress to do legitimate oversight by wasting resources on a witch hunt like this. So it's got to stop, and I hope there's smarter people in Congress who come to the same conclusion that can stop it.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, London Center for Policy Research and author of Operation Dark Heart. As always, Tony, thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Take care.
You betcha. 7:48, Saturday morning update. Time for a check of the traffic and weather.
Accident activity still in Maryland on northbound 95 at Powder Mill Road, and this still has the three right lanes and the right off-ramp closed, so watch for delays and use caution in the area. Also, keep in mind that due to pole repairs, Riggs Road is closed in both directions between North Capitol Street and Blair Road, and also the Rock and Roll Marathon is now happening in the district with numerous street closures in the area, including 23rd Street between the Lincoln Memorial Circle and Constitution Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for today, we are looking for partly cloudy skies, and we'll be up in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, it warms up after some morning showers. We'll have highs of 60. We'll be cloudy on Monday with a highs in the upper 50s. Sunshine again on Tuesday, and we'll be in the 50s. Right now in Washington, 33, and we're heading up to 48 this afternoon, 7:49 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
You know, false and uncorroborated news stories continue to appear in major news outlets and publications. Cheryl Atkinson actually wrote the book on it. It's entitled The Smear, and she joins us on the Saturday Morning Update. Cheryl, great to have you with us.
Thanks. Good morning.
Well, you've got a piece on Full Measure. Of course, it's tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on ABC 7. And I think we all ask ourselves how to know what news to believe, what news to trust these days. And you've got a story on educational efforts that are being made, but can we trust them?
Well, it's a great question because I looked into these massive organized efforts to start, you've heard the buzz phrase now, media literacy and anti-fake news programs that colleges are coming up with and teaching and distributing and teaching this even in elementary schools, our kids how to be media literate. There's also these self-appointed third parties stepping in to curate our news, whether we like it or not. Well, what if some of those interests behind these efforts, media literacy and anti-fake news and curating, what if those are actually special interests trying to censor and control our ideas and block our access to certain ideas? Well, I interviewed watchdogs on the left and the right, and they say that's exactly what's happening and that it's an extremely dangerous trend. So when you hear media literacy and anti-fake news and curating, doesn't mean they're all fraudulent or anything like that, but you surely want to dig in them a little bit. And if you get 2 to 3 layers down, you might find these special interests behind them and that have a whole different mission in mind than what they say.
What do you do to protect against it in the bigger picture? I mean, it's incumbent upon us to be skeptical, but how would we really know?
Well, for my part, I don't want my information curated.
All right, I want to turn to a poll that you've conducted at CherylAtkinson.com, and you fully disclosed that it's an unscientific poll. But the question was, if you had to pick today, who will be the Democratic presidential nominee, and what did you find out?
Well, it's funny because I just picked, you know, some of the people that are most talked about, whether declared or not currently on the Democrat side. And then, of course, like a lot of polls that I do on my website, CherylAtkinson.com, I have a section that says, I don't care, or I don't know. For this, I had somebody else. So I listed the names of the Democrats people might think that might be the Democrat nominee, and then there was a category, somebody else, and I don't know. And somebody else and I don't know won the poll. Together between somebody else and I don't know, they garnered 45% of the vote that that's who would be the nominee. And the names I put, the people by name, were Warren, Biden, Clinton, Klobuchar, Booker, Harris, Bloomberg, and Sanders. So most people thought somebody else was going to win the nomination for the Democrats or don't know and don't care. Now, among the named people who won, Harris got 16%, Biden got 15%, and pulling up the very bottom were Booker, Cory Booker, and Senator Warren at about 2% each.
And Booker and Warren came in under Hillary Clinton at 3%.
Yes. Hillary Clinton got 3%, and the two of them were about 2%, Warren and Booker. And Klobuchar actually got about 2% as well.
Oh, Cory and Elizabeth must be devastated. Investigative journalists often find treasure troves of information through Freedom of Information requests, but you find that there are often significant delays because you've been doing this for years.
I can't remember last time that I had a Freedom of Information request that I made with the federal government actually fulfilled lawfully, if at all. I mean, even late, I don't get the information. And years go by, and you can even sue them and spend your money. And in the end, maybe they'll provide a couple pieces of paper that are redacted, and still not much happens. And they fought you with taxpayer money, so there's no skin off of them. But I got a response to a FOIA request I made with the National Nuclear Security Administration for a story I was working on, and it was a few pieces of paper. Should have been able to get that within 30 days. That was years ago. And the funny thing is, this is not the first time it happened. Not only do they not fulfill it, they just violate the law. They don't care. They send an email periodically. So now, several years later, I get an email from them that says, hey, we noticed you have this old FOIA request pending, and it's so old, we're assuming maybe you don't want it anymore. If you still want it, please reply to this email. Otherwise, we're going to close the case. And it's so crazy. It's completely ineffective, the notion that there are laws we're supposed to have access to our own information, meaning public information, and you can't get it.
I want to turn to your case against the Department of Justice and individuals in the DOJ for intrusions into your computer. And that also has been a long battle. And what is the latest?
Well, we are waiting for a ruling after our oral arguments on appeal in late January, and it could be some more months. A couple of outcomes. I mean, the three-panel judge could say that the Department of Justice is right, that Eric Holder and government officials are immune from lawsuits like mine. They may say that it's right. Department of Justice said we had plenty of time in discovery to get the names of the John Doe FBI agents involved. We don't have their names. We're trying to get, you know, the actual names. Or the panel, as we hope, could side with us and say, we're an exception to these immunity from lawsuits. We can sue Eric Holder. And we hope they say, the 16-day window we had for discovery out of 3 years during which the government wouldn't give us a single piece of paper, didn't answer any of our subpoenas, that wasn't sufficient to get the names of the John Doe FBI agents because the government has the names. So, of course, we'd like to think it's going to go our way. The Department of Justice wants it to go their way. It could be a mixed decision. And my understanding, either side, depending on the outcome, can appeal after that. So, unfortunately, I think it continues on one way or the other.
You mentioned 3 years, and in your video on the website, I noticed you mentioned the possibility of an appeal. And just the thought, not only of the length of time that you're sort of in limbo, but the legal fees that you run up for 3 years and then could possibly face if you appeal the case. Mind-boggling.
Well, let me just say, you know, people already know this if they've been involved in something with the government. The Department of Justice will not investigate and prosecute the people responsible. So I am, in essence, self-funding my own fight for justice for what happened to me, which has been verified through forensics. But the notion that we really have a fair system, I think, is sadly mistaken because ordinary Americans, they don't have access to the courthouse in America. They can't afford it. You cannot fight the resources and the power that the government has to drag it out, to obstruct and delay, and to spend our tax money doing all of it. There's just no way regular Americans have the same access to justice and to the courthouse.
And I know some people came together and set up a GoFundMe page for you, and it's at GoFundMe.com, Cheryl Atkison, 4th M Litigation. And we wish you the best on that case.
Thanks so much.
Cheryl Atkison, host of Full Measure, tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock on ABC 7. Thank you very much.
Take care.
7:57 on the Saturday Morning Update.
WMAL, first thing each morning.
Can you believe this news today?
Mary and Vince.
You just cannot make this stuff up, Vince.
Lisa Baden Traffic.
I have several accidents now.
Wake up.
It's hilarious.
With WMAL.
Blue Cross Blue Shield believes everyone should have access to health care, no matter who you are or where you live. That's why in every state, our companies are working to improve health and expand access to care. From training former military medics to serve rural America, to helping expectant mothers recover from opioid dependence, we're investing community by community for the health of America. Learn more at bcbsprogresshealth.com. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is an association of independent, locally operated Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
Larry O'Connor here, and I want you to do what I did, and that's lose weight, get healthy, and feel great about yourself. Thanks to EMP Winnerty Weight Loss, I feel great about myself in so many ways. And it's not just, oh gosh, I look skinnier now, or my clothes fit me better. No, no, no. I literally feel better. I have more energy. I sleep better. I don't have aches and pains in my joints or lower back. Because why? Well, I'm not carrying around an extra 40 pounds. It ain't easy. You go to the gym and try to lift 40 pounds right now and then try to walk around all day with it, right? Well, that's what you're doing. Maybe you're carrying around even more than that. That's why it's so important that you finally take your health seriously, and that starts with losing that extra weight. You know it. Your wife's been telling you. Your doctor's been telling you. Maybe your husband's been telling you, but he's in the doghouse if he has, so he's probably not telling you. The point is, at EMP 180, they care about you and want you to get fit and healthy. And by the way, so do I. So do what I did. Lose that weight. Feel better in every way. Get your consultation right now in Tysons, Rockville, Woodbridge, Alexandria, and Ashburn. Call 855-888-0180 or visit them online at emp180.com.
As the old saying goes, stock markets tend to go up a staircase and down an elevator. A lot of things can create volatility in the stock market. How will these events impact your financial future? Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. We look at stocks on the way up, stocks on the way down, and what causes them to move. To learn more, join us each Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Thank you for joining us. Reminder, if you don't get up at 6 o'clock to catch the first hour, you can always catch it on the podcast. Yeah, we've got Garden Sense coming up next, and Heather Curtis is next with the news. Thank you.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Download the TuneIn app so you can take us with you wherever you go. WMAL, a Cumulus station.